All right, folks. Ready to dive back in? Let's do this. Chapter 4 of Source Name. Wisdom of Actions. It's like hit me in a different way this time.
It's one of those chapters, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think about knowledge differently, right?
It does. It's not just what you know, but how it changes what you do.
Exactly. It's about putting knowledge into action.
And they bring up this whole karma thing.
Yeah.
But it's not karma like you usually hear it.
Right. They connect it to wisdom, which I thought was really insightful.
Okay, so break it down for me. What's the connection?
So it's like this. They're saying true wisdom is about understanding the why behind things, the why behind our actions, and the impact of those actions, not just on ourselves, but on everything around us.
It's like that saying, every action has a reaction.
Exactly.
But we're talking about understanding that on a deeper level,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And making choices based on that understanding.
So it's not enough to just know something works. We have to get why it works, what the consequences are.
Right. And that's where intention comes in. It's about acting with awareness, not just reacting to things.
Which is easier said than done, right? I mean, how many times have I done something and been like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
there's the karma from that decision.
Right. We've all been there.
But this chapter, it's like it's giving us a heads up. Like, hey, if you can start to grasp this wisdom and action thing, maybe you can sidestep some of that karma.
Yes. And it goes even deeper. They talk about the cycle of knowledge, how wisdom gets passed down through generations.
Oh, right. It's like each generation learns from the mistakes, the successes of the one before.
And then they add to that knowledge, build upon it.
Passing it on to the next generation.
Exactly. It's a continuous cycle of learning and teaching.
Which is pretty amazing when you think about it. So, okay, we've talked about karma and intention and the cycle of knowledge. But how does this wisdom in action actually play out in the real world? What does it look like?
Well, think about the tech industry, for example.
Okay, yeah.
There's been so much debate about ethical coding, data privacy, the impact of technology on the environment.
Right, absolutely. Which can feel really overwhelming. Like, where do you even begin to address all of that?
Exactly. But the tech leaders who are really making a difference, they're not just brilliant engineers.
It's more than just being smart.
Right. They're using their knowledge to think about these ethical questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about the impact their creations will have on the world.
It's like they're taking that responsibility seriously. They know they're not just building a website, they're shaping how people interact.
Exactly. They're using their knowledge to contribute to the greater good.
Which is a pretty powerful thing, so much more than just chasing profits or building the next big thing. So I'm going to put myself on the spot here. How can we, in our own lives, try to put this wisdom in action into practice?
Well, I think it starts with awareness, being present in our choices.
Okay, so like slowing down.
Yeah, asking ourselves, what's motivating this decision? Is it coming from a place of ego, or is it coming from a place of understanding the potential impact?
So basically taking that extra beat to think things through, not just reacting on autopilot.
Exactly. And being honest about the why behind our actions.
You know, I was thinking about this while reading the chapter. It's so easy to just go through the motions. But when you stop and think about it, our actions really do have an impact, even in small ways.
Absolutely. Every choice matters.
Wow.
And every choice is an opportunity to act with wisdom.
I love that. Every choice is an opportunity. That's something I'm going to keep in mind this week. What about you?
Definitely. It's a good reminder for all of us as we continue on this journey together.
And for our listeners out there, what actions will you take that reflect the wisdom you carry? Think about it. Until next time.